Hello and welcome to the show. This is episode 160 of the Netflix and Chill podcast. Today we're talking about, as you see on the screen, La Grande Seducción in Spanish. It's a Mexican film that is based off a film, which is an American film, called The Grand Seduction. Basically, they follow a similar plot. But before we get down with that, let me kick off the intro and then we'll talk about the film itself.
You are now listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
Hello and welcome to the show. As you see on the screen on the corner right there, on your right, it says The Great Seduction. It's a film. It's a Mexican-Spanish film, to be exact. And the plot is vaguely similar to this film that will be on your left called The Grand Seduction. This The Grand Seduction is a film from 2013. They vaguely have a similar plot. So basically, it's about this town of 120 people that have gone through the struggle of an economic restructure. Basically, they've lost the business where it's a fishing town, basically, called Santa Maria. So Santa Maria, the town that is, loses a lot of business because of economic issues and stuff like that. And they end up not being able to sell the fish that they fish, so it becomes to a point where what's the point of fishing, because we're not going to sell them to anyone. And in comes a company that was once opened a packaging company in their town, but there are a few requirements. One of the requirements is they should have a permanent doctor in their village, Santa Maria. Now the village has 120 people in total, because every year or every once in a while people keep moving because there's no jobs, there's nothing really. People have to live off government checks, which piss off a lot of people. And for instance, my man, one of the town, I don't know how to say, town leaders or town persons, Ramon or Jaman, I don't know how you want to read it, it's Spanish, it's Ramon, works hard in order to get this young doctor to stay in their town. Now, this young doctor also has a plot of his own. This guy is a hotshot lawyer in the big city, and he's been looking for promotion for the longest time. And he's up for promotion, and he does not get it. It's given to someone else, and in rage, and he's pissed. He ends up pissing on the vehicle of the windscreen, really, of his boss's car, and the boss sort of ships him off to Santa Maria. Now, Santa Maria is a town, like I say, they want a doctor. So he shows up because he's technically on punishment. The doctor was like, his boss was like, I'm going to fire you or you're going to go to this town for a month, you know, to ground him up, give him a lesson in gratitude, maybe. So anyway, man goes to this town and they pull the biggest lie ever. Like 120 people participate in arousing, caressing, romancing this man, seducing him, basically, into staying in the town. Now, they do a tremendous job. First and foremost, these people research this man on the internet, the things he likes, the things he does. They research him, and they set up the village the way that he... And they do a horrible job at it, a hilarious job at it. First, they look for... They find out that he's a... And I'm spoiling it now. Spoilers alert! Yep. So, if you have not watched the film, you best skedaddle right now. But if you're going to stick around, your boy's been a spoil this shit for you. Anyway, so they research. They literally research this guy. He likes American football. So what do? They research. They build some of the weirdest things. They build a football pitch, really. Oh, they muck up. They attempt to build a football arena of some sort over their football field. And they do a horrible job. First and foremost, they use watermelons as the helmets for American football, and pads, shoulder pads as watermelons as well, and some wood. And then they craft, this guy basically carves an American football, you know, the egg-shaped thing of theirs, out of wood. And they play it for a few days, they practice it for a few days, because, and then when the doctor shows up while he's on boat, they pretend to be playing the game. But they play the game without the actual rules of knowledge. They try looking on YouTube how the stupid game is played, and they're like, this is not football. Football, I'm talking about soccer for you American listeners. This is not football, the real football. You know, the beautiful game. It's not. Anyway, they try to, you know, caress him into thinking that they like the damn thing. They even go to extreme lengths of watching the stupid football, American football on TV. And as he goes to the bathroom, they switch to soccer, the football, the real football, the beautiful game. And they start chanting when a beautiful goal goes in. And this guy's in the bathroom. He's running out to see what happened. And they just lied to this man straight up. These dudes were putting money on the road for him to pick up, caressing him, making the town special for him. To the point it actually worked. His girlfriend was cheating on him with his best friend in the big city, which made matters worse, bro. Dude was not having it. A lot of great crazy shit happened. And all they have to do is get this doctor to sign in for the next 5 years, and this factory shows up. Now, I think the factory, the issue is some sort of legal obligation that they cannot, you know, open a factory where there isn't a doctor. What if people get injured? They will be liable. So if a town, pardon me, I got an itch. So if a town has a doctor, the doctor can take care of that, all the necessary injuries and stuff like that. So which works out eventually. He eventually signs in, so spoiled it already. But there's drama along the way. Now there's crazy drama. Like, this is a simple film made great. Now, of course, it's a remake of an original, which is The Grand Seduction. Similar plot, just happens to be a Mexican cast and a Mexican story in Santa Maria. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, I don't know why I'm doing that. Anyway, so with that cast, with that whole thing, it works out well. I enjoyed the story. I didn't even know that there was a film that came out in 2013 of a similar plot, but Netflix did it for me with this one. I enjoyed it. I found out about the other one when I was doing a bit of research for this thing, basically. But more like a minute thing, I just searched it up. I was like, oh, there's another one. I didn't know that. But nothing concrete, nothing serious, nothing extreme. Anyway, the whole town, I've never seen in my entire life a town of 120 people band together with one common goal, with not even a single person stretching aside, trying to get away from the rest of the team. They were a pack, they were a team, they worked together until they got a goal. Of course, some complications go through. They start liking this guy, so they feel bad for lying to him. They end up telling him the truth towards the end. They even tell him they already found a doctor so he can leave because they care about him. He ends up staying, and there's even a scene in the end where he even plays football, actual football, not nonsense football. Now, if you're offended, you're like, oh, how dare you disrespect the NFL? I don't care. I honestly don't care. What you think? It's not football. It should be handball. But that's a topic for another day. Now, should you watch this movie? Yes, you should. How much would I rate this movie? If it was an original, I would have given it maybe a 9. But if we're doing out of 5 stars, maybe a 4. But because it's not an original, it's a remake, I'm giving it a 3 out of 5 stars, sir. I'm giving it a 3. 3. Yes. 4 if it was original. And now, it's maybe 3.5. Yeah, let's be, yeah, 3.5, 3.5. Let's be fair. Because If I didn't know it was not an original, I would have loved it. I love it. I'm just saying it would have given it more credit. As in, it's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea that a whole town can work together in order to get someone to stay in their town. Like, literally sell their town. There's scenes in here that are ridiculous. Like, there's this guy from the packaging company. He's like, this town has to have 220 people minimum. Don has 120. That means they're short 100 people. And how do they convince this man? The whole town gathers in a bar, as they usually do, I'm assuming. And the guy, and Haman is like, who's taking the role of mayor because the original mayor pretty much left the town. Because he got a job in the big city, he left the town with his family. And he even tried to sneak out. So Haman pretty much takes the initiative and becomes self-elected, self-proclaimed mayor, self-proclaimed spokesperson, really. So by doing that, he becomes semi-mayor, semi-leader of the town, and his job is to get this doctor fella to sign up and stay in the town. And he does a great job in the end. Of course, he has a conscience. Now, let me tell you the level of craziness these people went through. This village went to tapping this man's phone. They tapped his phone. When he talked to his girlfriend, they listened. They were the FBI, my friend. They listened with a piece of paper. They wrote down every word he said. They wrote down everything he was complaining about the town, and they fixed it the next goddamn morning. Now that is commitment to the highest degree. Now, I don't know any town that would want a nigga that bad. Now, granted, they want him for selfish reasons to better their town as a whole. But damn, people lying. These niggas dropped money every day. Every day for this nigga to pick up. To make it feel for this nigga was in town for a month. That means for 31 days, this nigga found $20 on the road. $20 every day. Brother. Just to show he's lucky. And they even put the money in the weirdest. How does money always somehow fall between two planks on a porch? On a, what do they call these things where boats sort of get tied up on? I don't know. I'm in a landlocked country. How the fuck do you expect me to know? That's not an excuse, but I don't know. Anyway, this guy like coin in between that, and he always picks it up, and he doesn't think that's weird. Wow. I will tell you, it's a great movie. I think I overdid this review. It's unnecessary. So I should definitely just hit the fad and skedaddle. This has been episode 160
pod. Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.
Subscribe if you know what's good for you.